dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Well, I think Dallas has to be number two, don't you? Right behind Indy?
Well, I got number three right now, but yeah, you could drop them to number two.
I don't know.
Move San Diego out of there.
And Minnesota, I mean, obviously Minnesota's on a slide. Obviously the Cowboys are hot. Oh, hey, Doug and Danny Show. Whoa. Welcome. It's a Tuesday edition. Oh, it's good stuff. You know what? Here just a couple things, you know. There's a lot of people out there driving. Have you been slowed, been in this huge metroplex of Kearney by slow drivers? I can only imagine what it's like in the big city where they know how to drive. Be cautious, people. It's going to get slick out there. But remember, people are trying to get places. Move your ass, all right?
I was just going to say,
This is not a Sunday in June. Move. Go the speed limit. Don't go over the speed limit, but go the speed limit. You want to know why you're stuck at a light? I think I've talked about this before, but you're stuck at the arrow four turns because people aren't paying attention and they're not driving. I'm not saying be an aggressive driver, but be a correct driver. How hard is it? You don't get more timid in the holidays. You get after it, people.
I was just going to say, ladies, when you get your bags in your car, get your ass in the vehicle and get the backed out of your parking stall, what is it that you do for 7 minutes? What is it that you 1-888-455-3777? Please explain to me what it is that you do for 3 to 7 minutes every time.
Organizational skills, Daddy. Organizational skills. It's organizational skills. They're getting their coupons. They're getting their receipts put away. They're getting the keys in the ignition. Seatbelt on. Left glove on.
Bartender. Right glove on. We're going to Oregon. Then we're going to Washington. Then we're going to California. Yeah!
And here's another thing. And this, again, this is all, this is fun. But it's just an observation. Is there ever a good time to go Christmas shopping? I mean, is there ever? You don't want to go Black Friday because it's psychotic. You don't want to go on the weekend. Psychotic. I mean, to a place that shall remain nameless after I got back from basketball last night. Psychotic.
I think I know that place you're talking about, Doug. I about had an aneurysm there last night. So,
and the beautiful thing is, the people that work there been so friendly. They have been so friendly. It doesn't do you any good to get all uptight about them. I saw some poor guy. He's trying to wax the floor. He says, hey, can I grab something? You know, they have to rope that area off. Hey, can I grab you something? Anything? You know, they're very, very friendly. They're very friendly. Well, let's face it. If you're a man in the cash register at 11:30, 3 days before Christmas, you know, you're stepping to the plate. That's what you're doing. You're stepping your game up right there. But it's just, I guess in a weird way, this is my, you know, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, you know, to everybody, because we're just trying to get through. And now if this storm comes in, it's just going to screw up everything for the last minute, folks. And today is going to be psychotic. Psychotic. I think I've got everything, but I got one more stop to make, which I believe is my easiest stop, hopefully. So I'm feeling pretty good. But may I also tell you this? It's come down to me almost Googling this, because you can find out how to do anything on the internet. And I know you don't have this problem because you don't have to do it, because you're in a relationship. And you're
true.
And you're married. So now tell me, honestly, married, no kids for nobody that's out that doesn't know Big Daddy. Married, no kids, two dogs.
Right on.
You've got two nephews, couple of brothers. Your parents are still with us, which is great because they're great people. How many Christmas presents did you have to buy not for your wife?
Two.
And I'm not even sure you bought your wife one because you're doing something different
right
after Christmas. So two total?
Two total.
Were they gift cards?
Okay, three total.
Okay, so there was a gift card. Two. Did you wrap them?
No.
Are they wrappable?
Yes.
Okay. Did you wrap them?
I always get my nephews a little, the bank deals, the savings bond deal for down the road. I get them that, and then I always get them a fine Coors mug.
Yeah.
Because they have
collectible
series deals.
So you don't have to wrap these.
No. But
so there it is. Okay, so you wrapped zero presents in the last how many years ever?
Oh, no, I've wrapped. I mean,
I have no clue. Every year I say, you know what? You know what? I'm going to get them all done. Then I end up buying too much crap. I don't. There hardly any place gift wraps anymore, which, you know, that's fine. I mean, it keeps you moving through. I'm not saying that. There's places that'll do it.
The mall. The band kids.
You know, they do a great job, but you can't walk up there with 37 gifts and go, I'll be back tomorrow. I saw one poor gal up there, man in the booth all by herself last week, just kicking ass. I'm going to tell you that. She was dominating. But I'm just thinking, you know, everybody wants their presents wrapped, and then they want out of there. Well, she's doing a great job, but she only has two hands and 2 feet, and you can only put tape so many places, folks.
There you go.
So I got a lot of wrapping to do.
And not that's and not a strength.
That is about as weak as it gets. And now I got to find some boxes to put some stuff in, and it's just a lot of tape.
You know, you can go the lazy way. What people have been doing the last couple of years, you just buy a couple of those bags, and then you tie the top shut.
Have you seen the cost of the bags?
Oh, they're bad, huh?
Well, and I love doing that, but then you got to get the colored paper and shove that in there. And it's not the cost point. Don't get me wrong. But you can't, everything you got can't, you can't put it in a bag. I can't tell you about all the gifts. You can put a book in there. You can put something for the kids in there, maybe a coloring book or, you know, a toy. But, I mean, I'm not getting CDs and video games and little things, which you can put in the bag. But
once again, the card and that bag deal. See, when I'm giving somebody, I'm just saying a graduation present. And you got to usually put a card in there. I take a blank envelope, and if I can write him a check for $20, I write him a check for $22.73. I'm guessing they'd rather have the $2.73 than they would the card. That's just my thought. And I'm a thinker that way. If you're a high school kid graduating.
Greatest card you ever got, what? I know what it is, but I don't know if you remember.
I don't know what it is.
Well, obviously CSI Topeka.
Oh, yes.
Greatest clean card you ever received, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. People are driving through for the holidays going, what just happened to Colin Cowherd? What? It's the Doug and Danny Show, folks. We do it every day, not quite this way, but it's our local and state and national sports talk show where we talk about all those kinds of sports. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star is going to join us, although I've got a bone to pick with him as well today. He's not on my favorite list. He has dropped down, just like the Saints will, in the NFL power rankings that are coming up in the second half of the show, and I'll tell you why that is in just a little bit. So Sipple's coming up today from the Lincoln Journal-Star, our NFL power rankings. We're going to talk about a few other things as we're just a couple of days away from Christmas. And another email from Matt in Omaha, when will you be playing the classic 12 Days of Christmas? Well, I think we might be able to find a way to get that on the show sometime today as well. But let's go tell you the phone number, 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. You get a chance to go in maybe today or tomorrow with that $25 gift card and pick up some goodies for Christmas, whether it's for the meal, like a ham or a prime rib, put it towards that, or you got to have some breakfast. How about some bacon? Pick up some of their scallops, which I had over Thanksgiving. Pretty darn good. Even for a guy that really doesn't know how to prepare anything, they were still pretty darn good. I hope I didn't mess them up because they still tasted pretty decent. So many things there. Stocking stuffers, get some snacks, get some gift cards because meat makes a great gift. They've got it all there for you. They've got meat bundles. You know, the brother-in-law. What do I get that guy? Duh, meat. Who doesn't love it? So a $20 gift card coming up with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later on the show. And don't forget, you can email us anytime. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ken, Irish Ken, says, I want to wish Doug, Daddy, H-Man, Jeff, the Royal Blue fan, Jerry Jones, and all the regular emails to the Doug and Daddy Show a Merry and Safe Christmas. Your pal, Irish Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Aaron in Kearney says, 35 points, Derek!
Wow.
Oh, my God! Only the teams I root for can do this. First, the Packers lose a heartbreaker on Sunday. And then I watch the Bulls blow a 35-point lead. How do you lose a 35-point lead? Doug, this is like a high school basketball team blowing a 20-point lead. Wow. I know this happens every year. Hold on. Okay, let's stop. He's got 2 points here. Coincidentally, Aaron, I saw a high school game last night that had a 32-point swing. And this is not to make fun of anybody, because it was one team got hot early, one team got hot late in the middle, pretty competitive. But I'm over at Pleasant yesterday, and I'm watching the Bertrand-Pleasant boys game, and it's like we're 90 seconds in, and Bertrand's up 9-0. They're 1-4, the teams that they've lost to, 19-4 at this point of the season. Two unbeaten teams, two state-rated teams. So it's not like they lost four games to slouches, and they've been scoring points. They've been scoring points in their ball games. They're averaging around out of four of their five games, they're averaging 60 points, 58 points, something like that. So they're playing pretty decent basketball, but they're getting beat by rated teams and unbeaten teams. They're out 9. Next thing, it's 18-2. Like with 3:20 to go in the first quarter, and I'm going, oh boy, what happened to Pleasanton? 18-2. By halftime, it's 31-27. Bertrand still has the lead. At the start of the fourth quarter, it's 41-40 Bertrand. Pleasanton scores the next 14 points, goes up by 16 total, a 32-point swing, and Pleasanton wins it 60-45. And probably like most people that were Viking fans last night, and I think Pleasanton fans are going to be going, you know, what happened? It's like they had soup before at the soup supper out in the lobby there in the foyer. No, wait a minute. The foyer. What's the word? Out front there of the school. And we're a little logy to start the game. But then it caught up and crazy. It was crazy. So it happens, Aaron. It does happen. Now, Aaron also goes on to say, I know this happens every year, but how does an NFL coach go through the last part of a season knowing that he's going to be fired? I have an endless amount of respect for Jim Zorn. He's not bitching and complaining, and he's not quitting either. He's a sitting duck. I hope he gets another coaching job and proves all his haters wrong. I realize it probably won't be a head coaching job, but even quarterback coach somewhere. I hope he does well, and I wish him the best. Aaron in Kearney. Beat the Wildcats, referring to Arizona, and Cowherd is still an ass. But not as big a one as I've always thought. He's actually starting to make some sense. Oh, Aaron's coming around.
Can I touch on the Bulls right quick here?
Yeah.
Just under 9 minutes left in the third quarter, they have a 35-point lead. Not only did they blow that lead, they blew it at home to the Sacramento Kings. Bulls should be ashamed of themselves.
What's the Sacramento Kings record?
I think it's right around under 500.
Yeah, 13-14, because I checked that, and the Bulls are 10-15 or
yeah, but
like that.
But if you look at the Bulls and they got a 35-point lead, they're young, they're athletic. There's no reason they shouldn't be able to play enough defense down the stretch to get them that win. Sacramento made some big shots late, but they shouldn't even been in the game late. It's not good.
Well, we've seen it. It happens. Teams blow big leads. You just don't want it to happen to you. We've seen it. Games we've done. It's just a strange cookie out there. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a break. We're going to talk some Nebraska football with Steve Sipple right after this.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
It's the final night of high school hoops before Christmas break, and we've got you covered on our network of stations. On Classic Hits, 98.9 FM Tuesday night, the Kearney Catholic Stars travel to Axtell. Girls at 6:30, the boys at 8. And on 12:30 AM KHAS, it's a battle of unbeatens as Hastings St. Cecilia's Blue Hawks travel to Gretna to take on the Dragons, pregame at 6:30. St. Cecilia Gretna on 12:30 KHAS, Kearney Catholic Axtell, Tuesday, Classic Hits, 98.9.
Hilltop Mall in Kearney, where you celebrate the holidays. But time is running out, so Hilltop Mall will be open extra hours from now until Christmas Eve. With just a few shopping days left, now is the time to find that special someone diamonds from Riddles or the perfect gift set from Bath & Body Works, a Hilltop Mall gift card, or one of thousands of other great gift ideas from over 40 fantastic stores and holiday merchants. Hilltop Mall has everything you want this holiday season, all from the stores you love. So celebrate the holidays now, only at Hilltop Mall in Kearney.
A winter storm warning is in effect for our area from late tonight into Wednesday. Blizzard watch is in effect for Thursday into Friday. As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see a slight chance of flurries or freezing drizzle. Temperatures stay steady in the upper 20s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
What you people listen to in Germany?
Absolutely not.
Good Lord. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our producer Derek grew up in Germany. How was Christmas in Germany?
It was good. It was good.
Anything different over there? Was it a traditional North American, United States type?
No, they do things a little bit different there. They open presents the night before on Christmas Eve. It's not as big of a present deal. It's more of a family kind of get together. They don't get a lot. I mean, they get presents, but not a whole lot going around. But it's more of a family deal, and they kind of celebrate the night before. And then Christmas itself is kind of a day of rest and celebration.
What was the worst gift you ever got? I mean, like, you got up, you know, like a family gift. You're getting up. You're waiting, you're going, I want this toy, I want that, I want this. You get up the next morning and you go, I mean, you almost go, really? Santa, thanks for kicking me right there.
And I lived in Germany for 18 years, so I didn't get to see my grandparents a whole lot. Well, I was well into high school, and I got presents from my grandparents one year. They were Steve Urkel backpacks that fit a five-year-old.
How old were you?
I was, I think, 15.
But you wore those on your drunken binges.
I think I put it on as a joke one time. Yes,
Daddy. About it. Any idea? Like your parents or brother? Worst ever.
I would say the biggest disappointment's got to be when you were expecting something and you got clothes.
Well, see that
you know you're like, what, a shirt.
Now,
which is lovely.
As I grew up, and my parents know this, but you know, the next morning I'm still in the Santa stage. So what was I? 7, 8. Wherever I was, and I'm going, you know, I want this, I want that, and evidently this was the first thing I saw because I think I got some. And we're going through the, you know, I grew up on the farm, so that's part of this whole when I disclose what it was. And you know, Dad's not into sports and all that kind of stuff, which also, you know, that he's a worker, hard worker, and all that kind of stuff. Christmas morning, I get up, and what's sitting there under the tree?
Boots.
No, this would be worse. Pair of coveralls. Now, a lot of other things.
Yes.
And I mean, it wasn't a millionaire's Christmas. Don't get me wrong. That was part of the deal too. And I looked at that, and to this, I will never forget that till the day I die, and they know about it. I don't know what happened. I'm sure there was a small tantrum afterwards. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, what was the worst thing that you ever found under your tree?
I can't. You know, I've never. I was thinking as you guys were talking, and I couldn't remember anything I ever received that I didn't really like. Going way back. Now, I'm not a big gift person. I always tell people in my family, I just don't get me, you know, I'm one of those guys. What do I need at this point in my life?
Just our love.
I can't think of anything in the world
that you could
get me that I'd really need.
Sip has totally forgot his childhood. That's what he's telling us here. From the Lincoln Journal Star, Steve Sipple, who, you know, and I said this at the top of the show, used to be my favorite guest to have on the program as a Husker person, to talk Nebraska football, to talk anything Nebraska. Used to be. But, Daddy, today, as we pick up the Lincoln Journal Star, who do we see? He's talking about some other radio show in Omaha. I don't even know what it's about. I don't know what's going on. We get a mention? No. Kevin Kugler. Ooh, I do the NFL. I'm so cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
you can put it.
everyone from Kevin, the AP guy, to Kevin Kugler. There's a whole range of people. Now, come on.
you can put us in real small type, like Christmas morning when nobody reads the column. So, Sip, we're getting ready. Let's talk a little football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Practices, kids are away. Most of them stayed that are from around here to work out and get ready to leave on Christmas night. They gather again on Thursday. But Bo Pelini actually seemed to be pretty pleased with everything that they did last week. Was that a real sense that you got from him, and why was he so pleased? What was so great about last week?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just think this is generally a hard-working team. I think he's pleased that guys are staying around. But, you know, I think that the leadership is good. He obviously feels comfortable enough that he can take – this team can take 4 days off and be fine. I just think, just generally speaking, he feels good about the way they prepare. I mean, not always, but I think of late he feels pretty good about it.
Sip, was there anything that came out of these last practices that was newsworthy at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought that his session, Bo's meeting with the reporters after Saturday's practice was very interesting, in that he talked about being on the same page with Sean, which, you know, that's kind of been an ongoing story and one that's not over at this point. But he was adamant that he is, that as far as the direction of the offense, that they communicate regularly about it, and will, you know, they go forward in kind of lockstep agreement of what they need to do. That's the way Bo portrayed it, and I take him for his word on that.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of people are saying there's not going to be much change in this offense. Again, we've preached health all the time as the season progressed when they struggled. This seems to be as healthy as they've been since they went into the season opener. Are you still really, really concerned about the offense, even though they're going to have a little more time to work on things?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very concerned about it because of the opponent. Because Arizona is a very good defense. I mean, they're probably not Texas's level of defense, but they're not far behind. I can't, you know, if you look down Nebraska's schedule, I don't know that you'll find maybe one or two other defenses. You know, Oklahoma's defense and Texas's defense, I would rate maybe a little bit ahead of Arizona's, and that's it. Other than that, it'll be very tough for Nebraska because of that. And, you know, I mean, Nebraska, nobody's going to wave a magic wand here over the Christmas season and make all of Nebraska's issues go away. There's so many of them. So, seriously, I mean, I don't know. I never know even what to say about it anymore. But, I mean, except it's great for you guys because you can hash it out all day long.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal-Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, I believe we've asked Sean Callahan this. We've asked a couple other people this.
Asked who that? What? You have other guys on here?
No, never. Never.
Off the air.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, okay, duh. All right. Go ahead.
Well, after the bowl game, when things calm down, we head into spring football. Sean Watson, will he still be the offensive coordinator at Nebraska?
Yeah, I think so. Again, Daddy, I'm going mostly on what Bo said, but I've never got any indication otherwise. You know, like I said, I referred to Saturday's meeting with reporters where Bo was very adamant that they have great communication, and going forward, they both kind of want the same thing. Now, you know, I don't know that they have, they're in complete uniformity, but that's the way he portrays it. So I definitely think, barring a catastrophe in San Diego, I think Sean will be back next year.
What about other coaches? For a moment there, it was talked about maybe Carl Pelini would be up for the Youngstown job. Last year, some of the assistants were rumored to be up for, you know, Sean going to Alabama and things like that. Are there any other feelers out there for some of this assistant coaching staff?
Well, I mean, Carl's obviously someone to watch. The Youngstown State thing is dead now. That's not going to happen. He's not in, he wasn't interested in that job. You know, Akron closed up. You know, you never know what's going to open. At this point, though, I can say definitively that there's nothing out there right now that Carl's looking at, and I don't know that anybody's looking at Carl. As far as other assistants go, you just kind of got to wait and see what opens. You know, Mike Eckler had that, you know, there, I think there was serious discussion with South Florida last year. And, you know, that job, I think, opened late. So things can happen well after the bowl season that can change your staff. So you just got to keep an open mind. But right now, as I sit here, I know of nothing. I know of no impending changes.
So barring a lopsided game in the bowl game, how many quarterbacks do you expect to play?
Well, I think you'll see two. I mean, again, I'm just kind of parroting what Bo said on Saturday. He wants to try to get Cody Green in there. And here's the thing. Cody's practiced well of late. And, you know, evidently he hasn't always practiced well late in the season. You know, I always go back to around the, well, he started against Baylor. But right before that, they opened it up and made it very clear that if he practices better than Zach, then he'll be the guy. Well, that hadn't been the case. But of late, he has practiced well and earned some playing time, and I do expect that you'll see him in San Diego, although, as Bo pointed out, you never know once you get in a game what's going to happen. So you got to kind of, you can't make a definitive statement that I'm going to play him at this time. Some teams do that. I always want to kind of see how the game's going before you make that. You know, before you decide when you're going to put a guy in. But I think you will see him against Arizona.
Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal-Star, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. His article today talks about maybe Nebraska fans and really nobody outside the actual team being all fired up. Sizzle was the word that Steve used. I guess we were much more fired up to get a chance to play Clemson in the Gator Bowl from a fan perspective in Jacksonville. Well, this is a pretty nice climate. San Diego, it falls in between Christmas and New Year's. Fans, I guess, can do what they want with those kind of plans. I guess just kind of reiterate a little bit about what you said in the article, Sip, why you don't think there's that much anticipation for this game as there was last year.
Well, Doug, I think a lot, there's some various factors. I mean, the Texas game, I think people are still really haven't gotten over it, I guess is the way I put it. That's still on Nebraska fans' minds. Also, just the fact that Arizona, it's not so much who they're playing, it's who they're not playing. They're not playing USC. I think Nebraska fans would have liked to see that. I think Nebraska fans would have liked to see Toby Gerhart, the great Stanford running back. Even Jaquizz Rodgers and his brother, they have some sizzle. Arizona, just as a program, they're good and they're getting better. And they're formidable, but they just don't have much pop as a name nationally. You know, they're not, you know, I mean, even if you look at it financially, Nebraska generated $55 million in revenue last year, Arizona $21,000. Arizona doesn't even practice, you know, on its own, doesn't have its own practice. Well, it does, but it's all chewed up. So they're practicing in Tucson at a high school. They're just, you know, they just a program that doesn't have a lot of panache. So I'd be interested to hear if you guys agree with that, and if you don't, feel free to tell me.
Well, my for the whole week here, and I guess listening to you reading the articles and all that, I just still haven't got my hands on what to expect from the Arizona defense, except that they're just so good. My gut, which is not always right, but my gut tells me that Nebraska is going to be able to put some points. I thought I had the right read on the Big 12 championship game, even maybe a little lower scoring than I thought, but I thought they would be able to hang with Texas. I think they can win this game against Arizona, but, you know, the odds makers came out. Arizona's a slight favorite. I think that took a lot of people in our listening area by surprise, just with the note that people like to bet on Nebraska to begin with. And Nebraska's offense doesn't look like they're doing anything different. It seems like the water is pretty stagnant right now. And If somebody drops the ball a couple times, that's going to be the difference in this football game. And then reading your article, you know, Arizona seems more fired up to be there. I don't like that. I don't remember the last time that happened in a bowl game for Nebraska where they weren't maybe the more fired up team to actually be at the bowl game.
Doug, Daddy, what do you think?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Sip. I just don't think that Arizona saw a defense like Nebraska's, and I think they'd rise up and play a great game again. I just go back to the Big 12 championship. How are we going to score? And if we play Zach Lee, we're not. And that's just fact of the matter. We saw it all year, and we're going to see it again in a game. You put somebody, you put Cody in, I think we have a chance. But I think this is a game that's 17 to 3, 17 to 7 at the most, because I don't think they're going to score.
Well, I think that's a good call. I mean, I think it's I think it's like a 14 to 10 type game that Nebraska wins, but it'll be very difficult. But what about the buzz part? Are you guys? I mean, is there much buzz among your callers and stuff?
Well, we know people that are going. I think people are excited for this football game. I think this is a good bowl to be in for Nebraska. I don't think they could have been in a better bowl. I mean, nobody at the beginning of the year thought Nebraska was going to be playing in a BCS game. And as you touched on, this is where Nebraska is supposed to be. This is what everybody thought. Win the Big 12 North, lose to either Oklahoma or Texas at the championship game, and go to either the number 2 or 3 bowl in the Big 12 pecking order. And maybe that's why. I think anticipation's the word. I don't know if everybody's jumping up and down.
Counting down the days.
Yeah, we're not counting down the days. Everybody's going to be watching this football game. I think a lot of people just don't know what's going to happen in this football game. And again, Nebraska has played their best football against the best football teams, Texas, Oklahoma, Virginia Tech. I know they're 1-2, but every one of those games came down to the last play of the football game. And so I can't see that being any difference against Arizona. I'm kind of with Daddy. This Pac-10 offense, they don't see defense, and vice versa. And usually defense wins out, as we all know.
Well, it's interesting, and you raise a good point about those teams that Nebraska played. The thing I wonder is if Nebraska will have that edge they had against, I saw a real hard-edged team, a team with a very hard edge against Kansas State and Texas, a team with not so hard of an edge against Kansas and Colorado. So that's what I wonder. If I think Nebraska's going to need to play like it did against Texas, and Oklahoma and Kansas State in order to win this game. And, I think they will. I think these days off will help that. I think they'll freshen up, and they'll be a pretty hungry team once they get to San Diego.
Sip, if you go back to a year ago, are the days off roughly the same with the travel schedule Bo's had? Because it seemed to me like they practiced a couple, three more times maybe a year ago.
Yeah, I can't remember now. You got to factor in the Big 12 title game, Daddy, that Nebraska wasn't in last year. So that gave them extra time to practice that they didn't have last year.
Okay.
And a game. I mean, a game, which is big, obviously. So it changed because of that. It changed the way I think Bo wanted to approach us. He said what he said. And I think he's right. He felt his guys needed a break. They had the Big 12 title game. You have finals. It's been a long year. And you look at that schedule where it was just boom, 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 boom at the end where you had no break. So I think he's making the right move. It's a little risky to give guys 3 and 4 days off consecutively with a game looming. But in this case, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star helping us to break down Nebraska and Arizona for the Holiday Bowl a week from tomorrow in San Diego as Sip takes in some rays out on the West Coast. Before we break, Sip, overall thoughts on where the Big 12 is setting going into the bowl season. 8 teams in there. Even some of the boys on ESPN think maybe this is a year that the Big 12 doesn't do so well in the bowl games, 3-5, 2-6 type of deal, with Nebraska and Texas being among those that end up losing. And that's not a good deal if those were your two teams in the championship game. Your thoughts on how the Big 12 sets entering their 8 bowl games?
Oh, I think they'll do fine. I mean, as I look at these games, I really, really like Oklahoma. I think they'll blast Stanford. I really do. I don't think Gearhart will get much going against Oklahoma's defense. I really like Missouri against Navy because I don't think Navy can deal with Denario Alexander. Few, if any, teams could right now. He's as hot as a receiver as you'll find. I like Oklahoma State against Ole Miss. I love Texas Tech against Michigan State. But the game that intrigues me more than any of them is the Texas A&M Georgia game. It's a fascinating game because Texas A&M has really got it going offensively, and Georgia. It's a funny deal if you look at this. Georgia fired their defensive coordinator and two assistants on the defensive side, and they got Rick and the defensive line coach running the defense, which is a bad defense anyway. And now you got an offensive coach and the D-line coach trying to get them ready for that Jared Johnson. I think that game A&M wins at about 50-45. And it's a fascinating game. I mean, I don't know what the hell Georgia's going to do defensively. I can't wait for that. It'll be interesting.
Okay, out of all of that, as we wrap it up with Sip, because I know he's got to go get lunch and maybe a quick nap in because it's a jam-packed day for the guy.
Right.
You just told me, in a comment that you just said, makes me feel better about Nebraska. If Oklahoma can stop Toby Gerhardt, then Nebraska should have no problem stopping Arizona. Stanford is a better offense than Arizona, and Nebraska, I think, this year, is a better defense than Oklahoma. Case closed.
Right. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think Arizona will generate much at all, but, you know, everybody wonders what, you know, we all wonder the same thing, right? Can Nebraska generate anything? And I think they're just going to have to do what they have been doing for these past six games or so is trying to let the defense set the offense up, have Alex kick a bunch of field goals, have Alex pin the other team down, win field position, and hope you can get a touchdown or two and get out of there with a win.
Iowa State, Minnesota, you got a feeling on that one, Sip?
I don't have a good feeling on that one, except that I just expect a close game. I don't have a good – that's the one I don't have a good feel on. And, you know, of course, we don't mention Alabama, Texas, which I think I'm like you guys and everybody else. Don't you have to love Alabama in that game?
Well, that's why we don't love Alabama. We like Texas in that one, Sip.
We're on the Texas side.
What's that? I'm sorry?
We're on the Texas side.
Are you really?
Well, Texas can't be as bad as, say what you will, Texas can't be as bad as they were in the Big 12 game, and Alabama sure isn't that good as they were in the SEC. That always, I mean, it always comes to show that way. I think Colt McCoy has a nice little football game, but Mack Brown being more of a, I guess, a face of a head coach than actually X and O coach as Saban is, that might be... might be the difference as well. Besides, we're hoping for Texas.
Well, I got great respect for Texas. I really do. I just have more for Alabama. And the bottom line is, here's the thing. And I you know, it's hard to argue this because you can point to the stat sheet and say, Sipple, you're nuts. But I don't think Texas is very physical defensively, especially up front. Now, they mauled Nebraska, but there's reasons they mauled Nebraska. Nebraska struggles up front. Nebraska had nothing on the perimeter. Texas knew that and could kind of load up. But they won't be able to do that against Alabama. And I think Alabama will be able to pound it right at Texas. I don't think Texas likes that. They don't like to be smacked in the mouth repeatedly. Alabama will do that, and Alabama will win by two touchdowns at least.
All right.
Fair enough.
For the only time in your life, I hope you're actually wrong about that one, but we'll find out. We're going to catch up with Sip when the season's over. We'll have our yearly recap roundtable if Sip will agree to that.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that.
An email just came in from Eric. He says, what are your thoughts if or when Scott Frost would ever come to the Nebraska staff? Of course, out there at Oregon doing great things.
Well, that's a good question. And I think that he's increased his chances if he wants to do that, if he still wants to do that, because I think what he needed to do was go get a little bit more experience, recruit at the, you know, the Division I A level, the football bowl subdivision level, and now he's had that opportunity. And if it, you know, if a job ever opens here, I would think he'd be a leading candidate. I know he wanted a job with Bo's staff when Bo first got here. For whatever reason, that didn't transpire. But I think that Scott, by taking that Oregon job, by doing a good job, has increased his chances of getting a job the next time something opens.
Sip, you're the best. We love you. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
Enjoy San Diego. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. He's the best, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, our NFL Power Rankings, but if you're out and about shopping, don't forget Misco Sports on the bricks at the downtown Kearney Center. They're open every day and open on Christmas Eve for you as well. Open extra special late hours throughout the week to give you that last chance to get whatever you need. You're looking at your list, you're going, even if you only got to buy four gifts, you're going, I can't find anything for person number two on my list. Misco Sports, you can. It doesn't matter if it's a kid, if it's an adult, a guy, a gal.
And clothes are fine when they got your favorite team on them.
That's right. College and NFL hoodies, 25% off. How about for the kids? All youth, Nike and Adidas apparel, 50% off. You got a Kearney High or Kearney Catholic fan in the family, 20% off. Husker gear, basketballs, footballs, volleyballs, gym bags, shoes that'll fit anybody in the family. They've got a great selection there as well. Stop by, see Steve and the gang wishing you a very Merry Christmas at Misco's on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We'll be back, our NFL Power Rankings, some more emails after this.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handyman, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A winter storm warning is in effect for our area from late tonight into Wednesday. Blizzard watch is in effect for Thursday into Friday. As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see a slight chance of flurries or freezing drizzle. Temperatures stay steady in the upper 20s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget Troutman Tuesday Trivia is coming up, and in just a moment, oh, a hula hoop. Hold on.
A hula hoop. We can
love hula hoop.
Ah, we love Diner Girl here at 1-800-652-9298. You want to get your farmer a great gift this growing season? Diner Girl Seeds the way to do it.
I love money. Oh. They love money. They love money. You're saving money, and then you plant it, you're making money.
Why do you farm? For the profitability aspects. Exactly. That's why we're talking Dyna-Grow Seed, growing in the field. They're an independent seed company owned by Crop Production Services. a major supplier of agricultural products and services in North and South America. Sole business is supplying quality and reliable agricultural inputs for their customers and their operations. Take a good look at DynaGrowSeed's dependable line of Genuity SmartStax VT3 hybrids, Roundup Ready 2 hybrids, Herculex hybrids, GT3000 AgriSure hybrids, and leading conventional brands. 1-800-652-9298. They'll get you in touch with your local DynaGrowSeed dealer. They want to wish you a very merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year and continued success next year, just like success you had this year with DynaGrowSeeds, growing for you.
It's time for our NFL Power Rankings, doing them early this week because of Christmas week, and Daddy has his top 10. Good luck, sir.
Well, I dropped Arizona a couple spots. They come in at number 10. Yeah, they got it done. Detroit, they let them back in the ballgame, and just an ugly way to win. Number 9, the New York Giants come in. Where was this offense the last 4 or 5 weeks when they lost 5 in a row? They got it done. They got it rolling in the right direction, and trying to sneak into the playoffs and make a late season run, and we'll see if they can do it. At number 8, I got the Green Bay Packers at 9-5. Yeah, they lost to Pittsburgh on the last second. Tough place to play, tough atmosphere to play in. Last second deal. They're still 9-5, still one of the best 8 teams in the NFL. Number 7, I dropped the Minnesota Vikings to number 7 this week at 11-3. Don't know what's going on there, but Arizona exposed something, and then Carolina followed that game plan and utilize it very well against Mr. Favre. Yeah, I've got them at number 7. Number 6, I jumped the Dallas Cowboys up there. You wanted to know where you knew I'd have them in there because we're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Hey, the other night against New Orleans Saints, they looked like a totally different team. Say what you want. Maybe it was a flash in the pan in December for Tony Romo. The running backs looked fresh, but more enough, the defense looked excellent to me and shut down a great offense in New Orleans Saints. I'm at the Dallas Cowboys at number 6. Number 5 right ahead of them, I've got the Philadelphia Eagles. They've won 5 in a row. Offense continues to hum. Should be a great showdown that last week of the season. Number 4, the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't drop them that far. I know they've lost 2 in a row. This is a team that's really poised to make a run. They were right in that game at San Diego. Tough week for them emotionally with the loss of Chris Henry. I just don't drop them that far. Number 3, the New Orleans Saints. I dropped them behind San Diego and, of course, behind Indianapolis. Dropped them behind San Diego because, well, San Diego's won 9 in a row and really looks like the team to be reckoned with. So there's 3, 2, and 1.
All right, Daddy, I'm looking at who's number 10. And again, it's kind of like last week, although I think you can, the drop-off last week we said was about after 6. I'm looking at our top 10 last week. Most of them lost. I think 5 or 6 of them lost. New Orleans, according to mine, New Orleans, Minnesota, Cincinnati, Green Bay, Arizona, and Denver all lost last week, who we had in the top 10. So, again, nothing is settled as we get ready. This is where it always gets crazy. Teams that I would consider putting in the number 10 slot, Tennessee, Denver, New England, Arizona, and the New York Giants. New England's won 2 in a row. They just don't look the same. We put them under the bus on Monday. Arizona lost 2 weeks ago, got out to a quick lead. They didn't look that good against Detroit either. Tennessee, Denver, what do you do with Denver? You lose to Oakland, you're not in. Are you kidding me? Fine, Oakland's beat some great teams supposedly this year. So what does that leave me? It leaves me Tennessee, Arizona, and the Giants. I don't buy the Giants, but I'm going to put them at number 10. Baltimore is at number 9. They've won 2 in a row and look out. Dallas, I will put them at number 8. For as good as they looked in the first half, they still tried to give the football game away at the end, but I think they're definitely a top 10 team, and anybody that says they're not, well, they just don't like the Dallas Cowboys, and that's fine. Green Bay is at number 7. That's a tough, tough loss at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, I can't put them in the top 10. They have been way too herky-jerky and lost to way too many bad football teams, Kansas City Chiefs. So Green Bay is at number 7. Cincinnati, I'm going to put them at number 6. That's only a 1 drop. Heck, they gave San Diego on the road all they wanted in a tough, tough week. I'm going to put Minnesota at number 5 this week. They could be sliding, but I'll keep them there. The Philadelphia Eagles, I'm going to put at number 4. They have the third longest winning streak now behind San Diego and Indianapolis. I have Philadelphia setting at number 4. I dropped New Orleans from number one to number three after the loss, and maybe shouldn't drop them that far. I'm still not sure they're not the best team in the National Football League. It wasn't just the loss, though. It's been a loss in two close games before that. I've got San Diego number two and Indianapolis number one in the NFL Power Rankings this week. When we come back, it is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, so stay with us, and we'll see how the Husker men are going to do today. Back after this.
It's Danica Patrick, IndyCar Series driver. Over the years, I've driven a lot of different cars, but two things never change. No one demands more from their car than me, and nothing protects under the hood better than PEEK.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze is formulated with advanced organic technology to protect any engine of any make, any model, anytime. If you can drive it, PEEK can protect it.
And when I drive it, it better perform.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze in the blue bottle.
When you PEEK, you win.
Always maintain cooling system with specified vehicle owner's manual, including top off.
You know that great feeling you get when you find money in an old jacket? That's how you'll feel when you go a little farther between fill-ups using BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, all three grades of BP gasoline with Invigorate help clean and protect dirty engine parts. And since a clean engine runs more efficiently, BP gasoline with Invigorate can help restore mileage lost to a dirty engine. To help your car get a few more miles per tank, try BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Adelke Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
A winter storm warning is in effect for our area from late tonight into Wednesday. Blizzard watch is in effect for Thursday into Friday. As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see a slight chance of flurries or freezing drizzle. Temperatures stay steady in the upper 20s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tonight, college football right here on ESPN. The Las Vegas Bowl, BYU taking on Oregon State. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS, the St. Cecilia boys at Gretna. And on 98.9 KKPR, Kearney Catholic at Axtell. They have just announced that they're going to move those games up. So reserves, Daddy?
Four bells.
4 o'clock, and the varsity, they're going to start as soon as they can, 5:15 or 5:30, so they're moving it up about an hour. We'll still have those games for you on 98.9 this evening as Kearney Catholic takes on Axtell. The Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, they've moved those up 4 o'clock for the girls, 5:30 for the boys, among the games that have moved up here. And so hopefully the weather isn't as bad, but it looks like we're starting to get a little sleet out there, which is worse than snow, and we'll keep you up to date here on ESPN. As we get closer to Christmas, that means we get closer to New Year's, and ring in 2010 with a New Year's Eve package at the Ramada Inn in Kearney. Only $149. That includes the tip, the tax, and everything. So you just lay it down. That's it. One room for one night on New Year's Eve. The New Year's Eve prime rib and seafood jambalaya buffet for two, created by renowned chef Carlos Poche. It's served from 6:30 to 8. You can dance to the OK Sisters. They've got the dessert bar at midnight. Hot breakfast buffet for two on New Year's Day. What you do in between is up to you, Daddy.
Elephant's eye, I say.
You want to stay an extra night? Come a day early. Stay a day longer. Just $49 a night. That's like giving things away. Gift certificates are also available for those last-minute gift ideas for Christmas. A limited availability in seating is available for the New Year's Eve package. So call for reservations today, 237-3141, 237-3141. Or if you're coming in from out of town, toll-free, 800-652-1909, 652-1909. And also, they've got their Home for the Holidays room special. From now until December 30th, stay for only $49 a night. You got the whole family coming in for Christmas. Instead of jamming them on a floor and throwing a sleeping bag in a closet for the youngsters, send them out to the Ramada, because this $49, two queen beds, one king, indoor pool, oversized hot tub.
My sister-in-law's coming to town.
Fitness room. So she can stay at the house.
You can
go to the oversized hot tub.
There you go.
The Elephant Eye Bar also open, offering exotic drinks. So whether it's the Home for the Holiday room special or the New Year's Eve package, be sure to check it out at the Ramada Inn in Kearney, 237-3141.
It just struck me. I haven't got her anything for Christmas yet.
Irish Ken wished Merry Christmas to most people, except Derek. But he had a special greeting for our German lad here. Let me see if I can get this right. Irish Ken says, Frohlich Weihnachten.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I wonder if Ken had to look that up or if he actually knew that.
Frohlich Weihnachten.
Frohliche Weihnachten to you too, Ken.
That is Merry Christmas.
Now say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in German to us.
Frohliche Weihnachten und Gutes zum Neuen Jahr. Alles gut zum Neues Jahr. Everything good in the new year. There you go.
Were you overseas just this week?
No.
You don't know the guys that stole the sign at Auschwitz?
I do not know that, but those guys should be ashamed of themselves.
Unbelievable whack jobs out there.
Don't mess with that. Come on. That's right.
Let's talk about positive things. How about giving away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, our Christmas gift along with Troutman's to you. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for the $25 gift card. 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. We're going to ask you a variety of different questions on the air. If you get it right, you will get the $25 gift card. So call now at 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who's up first today?
Bill from Kearney.
Hey, Bill, how's it going? Daddy, you want, well, Merry Christmas, by the way. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Daddy, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
It doesn't matter. I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
Bill, this team leads the nation by only having 8 turnovers this year.
College football team, and they are in a bowl game.
Alabama.
That is incorrect. Great guess, though. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, here is your question. Nebraska gets ready to take on Arizona in the Holiday Bowl. Now, their head coach, of course, is Mike Stoops. Might be, you know, somebody you might know. Mike was an assistant coach at 2 Big 12 schools. Which schools were they?
That would be Oklahoma and Texas A&M.
No, thanks, Aaron. Good try. We'll keep you on the line for some more folks here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Sean.
Sean, Merry Christmas. Aaron, Merry Christmas. We didn't throw that out. Go ahead, Daddy.
Sean, what city is the Poinsettia Bowl played in?
Poinsettia Bowl?
Yes.
Isn't it San Diego?
Oh, you're right.
You tried to slip it by him.
I tried to throw one by you. It is in San Diego.
Cal and Utah getting ready to play tomorrow, right?
I got a question for you, Doug.
Yes.
Oklahoma and Kansas State, wasn't that right?
Well, that's not a question. That's an answer.
For your question.
That's correct, though.
Mike
Stoops was at Oklahoma and Kansas State. Okay, you smarty, you want to be the trifecta. Which college football team had the least turnovers in the nation this year?
Boy, that one I did not know. I was thinking, let's go with Arizona. Why not?
No,
it was not
right conference. Right conference.
Yeah, it's Oregon State. They play it tonight versus BYU. Eight turnovers. Eight turnovers. Hell, we did that against Iowa State.
Stay on the line. Derek will get your information, and congratulations. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you, sir. You guys, too.
Oh, brother. Brother. Did we get through everything here?
I think we got through everything, guys.
Okay, here's what's going on in case we didn't mention it to you. Zach Potter has been moved up to the active roster for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So congratulations to the Zaxter who we've had on the program.
There's a Christmas present.
That's right. Senior Kelsey Griffin has been named the Big 12 Conference Women's Basketball Player
you
of
think?
The Week. And the Husker women up six spots to number 14 in the AP poll, their highest ranking since December of 1997. The Nebraska men battle Tulsa tonight in the first round of the Hoop TV Las Vegas Classic. The game is at 4:30. And then tomorrow they'll play either BYU or Nevada. Didn't ask Sip about this, but Tom Osborne had to issue a statement yesterday saying Bo Pelini was not going to be receiving any reprimand or disciplinary action for comments after the Big 12 title game. Kind of a long time after the fact, isn't it? Big news for the wrestling team. Jordan Burroughs, the defending national champion, out for the year, tore his LCL and PCL in the duel against Central Michigan. He had an undefeated national championship year last year, 157-pound national champion. He'd won 44 straight matches, but then he got hurt and lost in overtime, 3-2 to the young man from Central Michigan. Now, Michael Klingensmith from Kearney is also at 157. I'm not sure if he'll be moving into that role or not. And Bob Crocker was up for the Division II Coordinator of the Year Award. Didn't get it. It went to Scott Preston from Arkansas Tech.
Hey, still, congratulations being in running for that award, Croc.
I mean, I just can't see Croc with the milk mustache. You know, the promo. Hey, we want to thank everyone for joining us on the program today, especially to our guest, Stephen Sipple of the Lincoln Journal-Star. Always great to have him on. Talk Husker football and the Big 12 overall. Among our guests tomorrow, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton to talk about the season that has been. They've had a couple of nice wins, and now they'll have some Christmas break, and we'll see what they're going to be working on to get ready for the second half of the season. Among our guests tomorrow, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, also going to join us on the program tomorrow.
Hey, love to have you listen to us again 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show. We're on Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Tell you what, folks, we gear up for Christmas. The 12 Days of Christmas also coming your way tomorrow. If you haven't ever heard of 12 Days of Christmas, it was the first year of the Doug and Matt Show then, Matt and Doug Show, where they sang a little jingle with Bill Callahan and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You will not want to miss that. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.